Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Listen, you guys, if you come to patreon.com/ just talking about you,
talking about you guys.
You come to patreon.com/ Angelos and Barry's show. You can watch this, what we're about to say now, and it's top level stuff on
top
video.
Level. High level.
You pay
espionage.
Espionage.
We've been talking all about politics this week on our Patreon thing, because politics has been yet again in the news.
Yes.
And we know people that are in politics. This podcast that we do now is very similar to things like the Rest Is Politics and the News Agents
with
Emily Maitlis and Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart. We're doing a very similar thing, talking about all the people in politics we know.
I wrote to Emily Maitlis to ask her to come on this podcast. Dear Emily,
right.
It was familiar friendly. Hello, love.
How's it going? Hello, sweetheart.
Now, listen up. We all know about politics. These pricks, I put exclamation mark. Then I've done an asterisk. Not necessarily you.
Not you guys in the media. We're talking about the pricks that run the gaff
and all that. We was hoping to have some high-level debate this week. And then I couldn't think of any real political stuff that done. The miners' strike, I don't know, the Westland affair,
I know I'm going back a bit here, but...
I know I'm going back a bit here, but you know this stuff. What can be done?
I've done a shrugging emoji sort of thing. And then I put, is it true?
Poll tax riots. And I tried to make out we're in the know.
We are in the know.
Well, but about a couple of things. I made something up, which is a little bit unfortunate.
It doesn't matter.
And
anything to attract viewing figures and eyes to the podcast.
What's his name? Francoise.
Mark Francoise.
The cost of living. Britain's problems, the Northern Ireland Treaty. And then I panicked. I put Mark Francoise doing a shit in the chamber next to Black Rod the other day. And then I thought about crossing out and I thought, keep her keen, because I'm pretending we know.
No, keep going about that, because he's I saw him there doing it.
You're joking.
No. I know you wrote that down there.
What, many a word said in jest.
He got caught short.
He got caught short
in the chamber, because he was chatting about the Territorial Army. And you know, like when he gets on one about all that, he gets all excited about the Territorial Army and numbers and like how many people were in the army and all, how many guns they've got. And he's saying, we've got, in this country, you see, we've got over 1 million guns for the army, right?
And then
someone else going, are you sure? He went, yeah, we've got 1 million guns and we've got about 170,000 grenades, and this bloke's going, you sure? And he's going, yeah, we've got all that. And he says, we've got loads of backpacks and things like that as well, right? And this bloke was challenging him on these figures, all these military figures that he had, right? And Francois, you could see that it's turning red like a beetroot.
Yeah, that's
right. He's going, we have got them things, right? Well, I've got access to Ben Wallace, who's the defence secretary.
That's
right. He says, and the bloke's going, well, I know for a fact that Ben Wallace thinks you're a knob. Right?
Oh,
he thinks you're
God.
A knob, but he's going,
you'd expect better in the chamber.
And you could see Francois just sort of like going like this, like trying to, says, no, we've got a million guns and like 150,000 grenades.
Uncomfortable, fidgety.
Yeah, uncomfortable like that. Yeah. And he goes to the bloke, he goes, hold on a minute. And the bloke says, hold on a minute, you said we had 300,000 javelin like bombs, right?
Yeah.
And Francois says, we have got that. He says, we haven't got that. And Francois's trying to nip off, and he goes, we have got that. We've got it in a cupboard in Portadown, right? And the bloke's going, we haven't got them things there.
Yeah,
right?
It's bullshit.
Anyway, Francois couldn't get away from the conversation because he's so incensed.
Yeah.
Right? But at the same time, he was in trouble. Yeah. So he just pulled his trousers and his pants down and he done this big old thing. He laid it out on the black tile.
Oh.
Which was thoughtful of him.
Yeah. Like, oh, these people, they want it all done for them.
They want it all done for them. Yeah. He's got it all over his hush puppies.
Yeah, it's disgusting. Let's get off that.
Yeah.
Let's have some proper political debate.
Yeah.
And as I said to Emily Maitlis, I wanted to know, is it true about...
Oh, yeah.
Suella Braverman.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah. If you want to hear more about Suella
Braverman and what we know,
come over to Patreon. Yeah.
We know that she works at a fun fair on the bumper cars on Saturday afternoons.
That's it.
Right? You'd think that was bullshit, but.
That's it.
I've seen her hanging off the back of the cars asking for money for people. And you'd think that's the last place she'd be. But no, there's money to be made down there.
Yeah.
And she is up for it.
I went to the fun fair. Yeah. And you know when you throw the hoops over
and you win a goldfish. It's very hard to win anything.
Very hard to win.
Stacked against
she's got
you.
All the packets of fags stacked together with elastic bands around them and a bit of really shitty jewellery. And She shows you how to do it. You must be able to do that. She let me lean right over. She's got her big apron full of all her coins and all that. She's got a Lambert and Butler on
got
the car.
Beetle crushes on.
She had DLT on Radio 1 playing in the background.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah.
She's gone three hoops, you know, has them off her arm, hands them over to you.
Yeah.
It wasn't cheap, it was
a fiver to have a go.
She says, go on, you know, and all that.
Lean as far over as you like.
Lean as far over as like, something, and right, I'll have them. There's some Embassy number ones over there.
I mean, it's cost me a fiver.
It's
cheaper than buying them in the shops.
I said to my Margaret, have a go to the back there, there's a packet of Spangles. And some Marlboro Lights. So my Margaret's leaning right over. Oh, close one. Bangs
yeah,
on me.
Bang
had one bit, last go. Mm. Went for the nearest one, right? And it had, you know, some fags in it, some chewing gum. Pretty terrible
booty, really.
And one of them old Snoopies that, you know, sort of
what's keyring?
Like Snoopy keyring and all
what's
that.
That really?
Who wants that? I leaned over, I virtually placed it over the top. Suddenly, she comes up, she goes, Nah, sorry, mate. And I said, well, can I just have this? You know, she said, you leaned right over. I said, oh, come
on. You said I could lean right over.
She said, no, I didn't.
Not that far.
So she's gone, Dave.
Yeah.
Dave.
This is it.
Big greaser comes out. You know, he's got me up against
he's slapped you around a bit.
Margaret's going, oh, get off him. And Suella's got, you know, she's gone, no, leave him. And hasn't gone past. She's gone,
The old cigarette
on the back of my head.
Christ almighty. She's like, don't come back here. Well, this is a problem, isn't it? Because it's all right, you get the hoop over the actual item, but you've got to get it over the plinth as well. It's virtually impossible. It's impossible.
You can do it if you force it down.
Oh, yeah, you can't throw it because she's a past master at that. Yeah, no, it's thing's a con.
It is a con. But she's a bit like that.
She's like that because she was working at the coconut bit, like like, where you shut the balls off.
Wooden balls,
you shut the car. Coconut shell. You've got to get all the cars off the shelf.
It's not easy.
Yeah, well, you look at it, you go, right, I'll chuck a ball, yeah, right, do that, no problem at all. Anyway, you give it a go, and it's like three goes, and you knock the cans over. Yeah, no problem. Got all the cans over, but they're not off the shelf. And the reason they're not off the shelf is because the shelf is that wide.
That's it.
And they don't tell you that until you bang them all over. They don't tell you the rules. I wanted one of them great big plastic balls on a stretcher.
You've always wanted one of them.
And I was willing to pay 10 quid for it, to win it. But she said, no,
all nice as pie to the kids in the front. Roll up, come and have a go. When I had this problem with this geezer, I went round the back, she's sitting there, she's eating one of them hot dogs, cheap, horrible old boiled hot dog.
And I said, excuse me,
she went, fuck off.
Yeah, well, she will do that, and I think, as Home Secretary, you shouldn't be using language like that, and I don't think you should be working down at the fair either.
No, and do you know what she did? As I walked off, I said, I'm going to complain to the council, give you a license to have this fun fair. She got one of her goldfish in a little plastic and she lobbed it, it burst, it was a bit of carrot, it wasn't even a bloody not even a goldfish.
The whole thing's a con, and it doesn't surprise me
she's flipping the bird, she's at the head of it.
Anyway, so www.patreon.com/AngelosandBarryShow.
And if you hear anything from Suella, please get in touch with us at Suella Braverman is a greaser who works at the fair and doesn't
you'll never
you,
win a prize.
And you'll never win a prize. Mm. And she, and then in brackets, this is optional, and she threw a goldfish at my wife that hit her on the back of the head.
It wasn't even a goldfish. It was a goldfish.co.uk.
Okay. That's Braverman. That's politics. Join us
next week. Okay.
Bye.
You've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.